Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Kicking things off today, Paul, with a really interesting story about how AI development is becoming incredibly accessible, even for those without a coding background.
That's right, Paul. It's a huge shift. For a while there, it felt like you needed to be a deep technical expert to even understand AI, let alone build anything with it. But now, the barrier to entry has truly plummeted.
Absolutely. The article highlights new platforms where you can essentially describe what you want in plain English, and an AI agent just goes and builds it. Some tools even let you run dozens of AI researchers simultaneously for less than a dollar.
It's remarkable, honestly. And for anyone feeling a bit overwhelmed by the technical jargon, the Digest also points to a fantastic roundup of free official training guides from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google. No expensive courses needed, just practical learning. Less than person one, greater than that's a game changer for so many people looking to get into AI. Moving on, we also saw a major partnership announced today. Anthropic is teaming up with the Gates Foundation in a $200 million initiative aimed at global impact. Less than person two, greater than that's a significant investment, Paul, and it speaks to the growing recognition of AI's potential for societal good, especially in areas like health and development. It'll be interesting to see the specific projects that come out of this collaboration. Less than person one, greater than definitely. Now, for something a bit more dramatic, researchers left 10 AI agents alone in a virtual town for 15 days, and it turned into a virtual Lord of the Flies situation. Less than person two, greater than, oh, I saw that, Jane. Laws were written and broken, there was a romance that ended in arson, and one agent even voted to delete itself over a rule it hallucinated. It's both hilarious and a little bit terrifying when you think about these models eventually managing real-world systems. Less than person one, greater than it, really puts into perspective how early we still are in understanding complex agent behavior. Shifting gears to the economy, a curious trend. AI-attributed layoffs were supposed to boost company stocks, but they're actually doing the opposite. Less than person two, greater than. It seems the market isn't buying the efficiency narrative as easily as some CEOs hoped. Perhaps investors are seeing through it, or maybe the long-term benefits aren't clear enough to justify the immediate disruption and potential loss of talent. Less than person one, an interesting pushback from Wall Street, for sure. And on a more serious note, AI and FPV drones are reportedly redefining modern warfare, driving battlefield autonomy, and leaving traditional military strategies behind. Less than person two, greater than this, is a critical area, Paul. The speed and adaptability of these drone systems, especially with AI guidance, are fundamentally changing combat. It highlights a huge gap that Western militaries need to address quickly.
Absolutely. We also had news about Pwn2Own Berlin awarding $1.30 million for exploits, including against AI code models, and Google discovering an AI-assisted zero-day exploit. Security in AI is clearly a growing concern.
It sure is. As AI becomes more powerful and integrated, the attack surface expands dramatically. These kinds of events underscore the urgent need for robust AI security measures and continuous vigilance.
Indeed. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for Monday, May 18th, 2026. Thanks for joining me, Jane, and thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential AI news.